MONA, the Museum of Old and New Art, has put Tasmania on the map, with thousands flocking to Hobart each year to see its controversial display. And now the museum's renowned Dark Mofo Festival is helping small regional communities around the state that were surrounded by bushfires over summer. While the towns weren't burnt down, some of the forests that surround them and attract tourists were. The museum's won a $2 million government grant to use art to bring tourists back. And the first exhibit, The Sound of 2,000 Ravens in a Forest, has opened. Our reporter Felicity Ogilvie went along to find out what visitors think.
2 hours south of Hobart in the Huon Valley, a Dark Mofo tour guide is leading the way into the rainforest at Hastings Caves.
Guys, if there's anyone else who needs a poncho, if anyone needs gumboots, we'll sort that out for you.
15 metres above, in waterproof speakers attached to the trees, the recording of raven calls starts to play as the sun sets.
I must admit, I thought this is one of the only occasions I would spend money to sit out in the dark, in the rain, but it was so worth it.
This art experience is the first of many planned by the MONA Museum's Dark Lab unit. They're using art to bring back the 85,000 tourists a year who usually visit the nearby Tahoon Forest Airwalk that has been closed due to bushfire damage. The Tasmanian interstate and international tourists stop at the town of Jeeveston for dinner, where they dine on local produce such as spicy alpaca sausages.
I like the intense flavour. It's nice to get some local food.
Having her cafe and art gallery so busy is both a financial and a morale boost for owner Cassie Foe. Her business was hit hard by this year's bushfires.
It's very hard to have five people walk through the door in a day, if that.
Local restaurants are taking turns of hosting dinners for the tourists who go to listen to the forest ravens during the Dark Mofo Festival. Cassie Foe says it's also helping the locals who sell to her.
I could buy local alpaca from the alpaca breeder. I could buy vegetables from our local Jeeveston community market garden.
But there's still concern among locals that while the arts project will help some businesses, it won't do anything for others. However, the CEO of Tourism Tasmania, John Fitzgerald, says more projects are planned and the benefits will be widespread.
Some of that's being still finalised, but I can assure the community down there there's going to be a lot of activity that's going to shine a light on the region over the next 6 to 12 months.
The Raven Art Project will continue in the forest for at least another few months, an experience Victorian tourist Lorette describes as peaceful.
Just sitting in the bush with the rain and listening to those birds, and it was beautiful.
Lorette, tourist, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie.